This is Greg Corumbus of Radio America reporting for WorldNet Daily. My guest at this time is Texas Republican State Representative Dennis Bonin. He represents the Houston area, and he's also the chairman of the special commission that recently approved legislation to toughen up the voter identification standards in the state of Texas. That legislation has now also cleared the state house and is on its way to likely signing by Governor Rick Perry, but it also has, of course, engendered some controversy down there. And Representative Bonin, thank you so much for your time today.
Thank you for having me.
What exactly does the legislation call for in terms of establishing proper voter identification?
It's very simplistic. It simply says that to cast a proper ballot in the state of Texas, you need to show up and show an ID that represents you are who you say you are to cast that vote. And if for some reason you're not able to do that on election day or during early voting, you have 6 days after the election to come back and have an ID and prove that you are who you say you are, and then your vote will count.
Get a little more specific, if you can, Representative, about what the standard is for being able to reasonably prove that you do belong voting where you're voting. Is there a picture ID requirement? What else part of that?
We are requiring a picture, and so for those who can't afford one, our Texas Department of Public Safety will produce for free a photo ID. A passport also meets the standard for you to come in and vote. So you can have a ID with your photo on it and a passport. And for those who can't afford one, have the opportunity to go down to the Department of Public Safety and get one for free for the purposes of voting.
What have you been able to document either for certain or likely in terms of voter fraud based on invalid or not strong enough identification?
The reality of it is that it's actually very difficult to document absolute cases of voter fraud simply because of the fact that there is no law today requiring you to use an ID to vote. So the difficulty is that most of the information is anecdotal. You'll hear from election clerks who say that a lady, we heard this in committee, a lady who had purplish colored hair came in twice and voted that day. The problem is they don't have any way to really verify whether she was the same individual who showed up earlier as the one who came in later. So the reality of it is it's really an issue of creating an absolute integrity and certainty and of confidence to the voter and the constituencies in their election process.
How big of an issue is this? I read one story where you mentioned that constituents in your district of all political stripes were strongly enthusiastic about this.
Yes. Literally, and not that I like to go by polling, but over 70% of Texans on a continuous basis for several years now have said that they believe that someone should show an ID with their picture on it to cast a ballot. It's an issue that I find great bipartisan support among the public. Now, unfortunately, within the legislative process, it's not been met with bipartisan support. But from the average constituency and citizenry that we're tasked to represent and be the voice of there in Austin, I hear from both parties and all those in between saying, I don't understand why someone wouldn't have to show an ID saying who they are to cast a ballot. Because, you know, and to some degree, I think it's about how much respect people have for the democratic and electoral process. And they want to make sure that it has integrity and that the outcomes are what they ought to be.
We're talking with Texas Republican Representative Dennis Bonin, chair of the special committee investigating tougher voter ID laws. And Representative Bonin, I don't have to tell you that there's been a backlash to this. And largely, some of the arguments have suggested intentional discrimination, racism, because they figure those who would have a more difficult time getting access to the ID would be minorities and so forth. You mentioned, obviously, that they can get it for free. What do you make of those allegations?
I think they're sad. I think it's ashamed. I think they are simply that. They're allegations that are being used for purely political reasons to try and defeat a measure that has been polarized on a political scale, but should not be. In the state of Georgia, they can show historic data where voter turnout and voter participation among minorities in all groups went up significantly after they passed voter ID. And let me say for you now, some people said, well, yeah, of course, in 2008 with President Obama on the ballot, but they can show those numbers before and beyond that election that those numbers had gone up. And so I think it's a sad argument. I think it's a weak argument. And more importantly, I'm proud of the fact that in the bill we've passed here in Texas, we address the only real possibility where I think that could be a problem by saying that here in Texas, if you need an ID for voting purposes, we'll give it to you. because it's a significant importance to us that any person from any background, of any race, of any ethnicity, it's unimportant to me, is certain that they have the ability to go cast their ballot properly. And so I don't find it as truly an issue. It's definitely not the purpose behind the bill. There's no question about that.
You have also been a leader in trying to advance immigration legislation, trying to make sure that those who aren't here legally don't stay here illegally. I would imagine that some of your critics have tried to tie the two together. Explain what the link is, if any, here to these two pieces of legislation, and what you would say to those who would say that this is a vendetta against illegal Mexicans.
Well, I think you know, anyone who's been paying attention will actually know that during our committee hearing, one or two public witnesses tried to raise that issue, and I immediately stopped them and explained to them that that was not the purpose of this bill, and it's not what we were there for today, and that I wouldn't allow that kind of discussion, language, or presentation to occur in the committee. And so it's far from anything of that sort. If you look at the legislation I filed on immigration issues, overwhelmingly they're trying to address the greatest factor of all, which is if you are here illegally and you break our laws, you should not be allowed to stay here. I have a gentleman who lives in my district, Rick Salter, who's a hero. He was a 27-year Houston police officer, led the SWAT team 2 years ago on March the 5th. He was shot in the face by a man who'd been deported once and arrested twice since returning here after being deported, and nearly killed Mr. Salter. But now he has survived, but is not able to use basically the left side of his body. And it's a gentleman who never should have been allowed back into this country, and once was arrested two different times, should have been deported yet again. And then Officer Salter would have never gone through the tragedy that he and his wife now and children have to live through. So largely on the issue of illegal immigration, the real goal is to protect all Texas citizens and be certain that if someone's here and chooses to break our laws, that they be dealt with, and they happen to not be from our great country, they be returned to the country they're from.
Last question before we let you go. I kind of suggested in the introduction, Representative Bonin, that this was probably going to pass the state Senate, the voter ID reform bill, as well as get the governor's signature. Are you confident that that'll be the case?
Absolutely. And truthfully, the point where this spot we're in now is actually it passed the Senate, came to us, we passed it, and now we'll go to a conference committee and work out some of the minor differences that exist between the Senate and the House bill, and then we'll send it on to Governor Perry for hopefully his signature, which I'm confident we'll have.
We'll certainly be following, sir. Thank you very much for your time today.
Thank you.
Texas Republican Representative Dennis Bonin, representing a district in the Houston area. He's a special chairman of the Voter ID Reform Panel in the Texas State House. I'm Greg Corumbus of Radio America, reporting for WorldNet Daily.